We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, David Lee.
Are you still Wilmer, or did you make it back?
I am back.
How'd it go?
I got to get the ice rink built.
That's right. You got to start that about now. What happened in Wilmer? Did you have a good meeting out there?
We had a great meeting, and as I talked about yesterday, I think, corn growers are concerned about these tariffs. They're probably not as concerned as soybean growers, but a lot of the farmers grow both, as you know, and so they're trying to figure out their balance as they plan for next year. And then I'd say they're giving the president, 3 to 6 more months to figure out this trade war. And then they're looking at the legislature, seeing 38 new members of the House and a more suburban domination. They want to make sure that those legislators understand the issues that farmers have had and what the legislature might do to help.
Big news here in town, Blois, is the University of Minnesota looks like they might have selected a president, huh?
Yeah. First time it would be a woman as president. Her name is Joan Gable. She's the provost of the University of South Carolina, and she was the top pick of all but one region yesterday. So I would expect that they'll start. They said that the process is not over. They're digging deeper, probably a few more reference checks, some things like that, maybe some more interviews. But I would expect that they will name her here in the next week.
Does our state budget come out today?
The forecast comes out. It's the November forecast, but of course it's December, so we'll do it today. It was delayed by a day. Governor Dayton will get a briefing at the residence today, and obviously he would usually appear in front of the public to give commentary. He's going to kind of make a game day decision on how ready he is. He may comment either by conference call or by statement, or he may appear at the Capitol. And then, of course, Governor-elect Tim Walz will respond, as will Republicans and Democrats in the legislature. And then that will foreshadow the budget that Walz is putting together as he prepares for his swearing in and probably the biggest job, which is preparing that budget.
What's going on in Wisconsin after all the hoop-de-doo yesterday?
Well, it looks like Tony Evers, the governor-elect in Wisconsin, is going to call on Scott Walker, the outgoing governor that he beat today, to veto some of these bills. I put in a few calls on my way back from Wilmer to folks in Wisconsin, and apparently this is not the first time that an outgoing legislature has passed legislation to try to tweak the incoming governor. I guess Democrats did it a few years back, and I think it just goes to show Wisconsin has this full-time legislature, and I would guess that they're going to reconsider just what can be done during, quote, the lame duck, which happens between the election and when the new legislature is sworn in. But Republicans will still have both houses of the legislature in Wisconsin, so it's not like they're losing power in the legislative branch.
What are the chances here in Minnesota as we get our legislative session starting soon that we won't see a tax increase this year?
Well, I think it's going to look like more of a tax reform package. The idea would be that it'd be revenue neutral, but that it would balance out the kind of pots of money from income tax to property tax to then the sales tax. We all know that we go through these ebbs and flows depending on the economy, and when the economy isn't doing so well, our sales tax receipts fall significantly. And so those are never quite a third of the budget. And so the idea would be we'd equal those out. Governor Dayton tried this a few years ago, but he was not successful. This year, with about $1 to $2 billion kind of on the balance sheet as extra, would be a good runway for Tim Walz to do that. And there's more buzz, A, around the Capitol, but B, within people who are close to Tim Walz, that maybe it's time to do that. And most governors of the last 20 years have said we need tax reform, even if it is revenue neutral. So we'll throw out that trial balloon today, and we'll see what kind of reaction we get.
Apparently, they don't appreciate a gas tax in France, we've noticed.
No, they haven't. And some Morning Take listeners and readers have suggested that Minnesota legislators should take note of the way they're handling the gas tax in France. I would hope that we wouldn't have riots in the street here over a gas tax discussion. But, hey, Dave, it's 2018, and we're in Minnesota, so I don't count anything out anymore.
The Minnesota Care buy-in plan, why is that in the news?
Well, that was one of the things that Governor-elect Walz campaigned on. It was one of the things Governor Dayton tried to push. Democrats think it is one of the solutions to increase accessibility and lower costs on healthcare. But Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says that he thinks he can lower costs and increase accessibility across the board without any sort of Minnesota Care buy-in. So healthcare is going to be a major issue in the legislative session. And now it's very interesting that Senate Majority Leader Gazelka is starting to put his markers out there saying, I don't think we need to raise taxes. We don't need Minnesota Care buy-in. And he's going to signal to A, his caucus, but B, to Governor-elect Walz, look, we'll work together, but there's some things that I won't cross the line on, and that's one of them.
What's the story out of the Star Trib about considering a switch to mail-only ballots?
So we have to have a presidential primary in 2020, and it's part of the new rules for presidential elections. And the idea is that for the presidential primary in 2020, rather than holding two primaries in 2020, that it would be mail-in ballots. Of course, these are probably the most partisan voters that we have on the Republican side and the Democratic side. And so they're exploring the idea of mail-in, saying it would be more cost-effective and more efficient for just those activists to vote for president in 2020.
Any thing significant you're going to come out of the 11:30 meeting by Minneapolis Mayor Fry and signing his budget?
No, I mean, you can hear, you heard St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter in the news, and you're going to hear Jacob Fry talk a lot about housing. Housing is one of the issues that both mayors are very concerned about. They put extra money in both their budgets, and they campaigned on it. And so I think you're going to hear housing and affordable housing is the main theme of both these budgets.
Hey, Bloys, thank you very much. I'll look forward to seeing you soon. I appreciate your time here as always this morning. If I want to link up to your email, how do I do that?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
He is Bloys Olson. This is WCCO 20 degrees, 627. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.